Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're now in a very scary moment. And as an immigrant myself, I know the immigrants are fearful of becoming a target. So the balance between being fearful and finding courage, it goes day by day.
Francisco Segovia of Minnesota Latino group Copal says families are struggling to balance speaking out with staying safe and continuing to live their lives. ICE agents have killed two and injured another in shootings there so far this month. The supervisor of the FBI Minneapolis field office has resigned over what press reports say was the suppression of an investigation into the killing of Renee Good. The Justice Department has not commented. Separately, a federal judge has barred the department from altering or destroying evidence in the killing of a 37-year-old Minneapolis nurse Saturday. Bystander video shows Alex Preddy was disarmed and on the ground when he was shot and killed by a federal agent. He had a license to carry the pistol that was taken from his belt. The killings may cause a partial government shutdown. Senate Democrats say they'll block Homeland Security funding without investigations and an end to what they call ICE's unchecked power. Importantly, Republican Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina may vote with them. Cassidy calls the shootings, quote, deeply disturbing. Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles doubts they will stop the DHS budget.
The Democrats want to sabotage the federal government, sabotage ICE, and have another shutdown. I think that just helps us in the midterm. So this is a bluff.
Senate GOP aides say leadership plans to push ahead with a funding vote. Immigrants all over the country say they feel frightened and angry. Catalina Velasquez with Washington State's Immigrant Solidarity Network told hundreds rallying at a state capitol advocacy day that lawmakers need to protect their personal data and defend their civil and constitutional rights.
We must understand that immigrant solidarity measures are core to protecting all Washingtonians' health, data, and civil liberties, making this an agenda for every constituent, rural, urban, citizen and non-citizen.
Springfield, Ohio's Haitian community is waiting on a court decision that could determine whether their temporary protected status is extended or allowed to expire in early February. Marjorie Wentworth is a professor at Wittenberg University and a member of Springfield Neighbors United.
It's just terrifying that you can do everything right and then the country changes its mind and says, oh no, it's against the law for you to be here now. That's staggering to me.
The Haitians of Springfield briefly became a campaign issue when President Donald Trump accused them without evidence of killing and eating people's cats and dogs during a debate. The White House has revoked TPS for immigrants from several nations, including Somalia and Venezuela. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.